to tell you the truth no matter how much it hurts, but it's good for you. Trust me on this. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, February 17, 2020. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a turtle the size of a sedan has been revealed by scientists. Yep. And even though it's been extinct for millions of years, it's pretty cool to think it was bigger than a Chevrolet. Number two, topless protesters interrupted Bernie on Sunday. Like I said, do they not know this guy has a heart condition? Come on, people. They want to get rid of dairy. Topless dancers? Milk, please. Number one, will Mike Bloomberg be on the debate stage in Nevada next week? He has risen to third in the polls behind the undisputed frontrunner Bernie Sanders, but well ahead of Joe Biden, whose campaign is listing badly. What is the over-under on old Joe? Go to Twitter and weigh in, by the way. The over-under on old Joe. I'm giving you March 1st. Are you an over or an under on that? I mean, will his campaign survive past March 1st, past the South Carolina primary? Or not? I'm on an under on March 1. There it is. Are you an over and under on Joe Biden for March 1st? There you go. Talking about that with a friend of mine yesterday. He said, yeah, what's the over-under? Well, there it is. All right, so Bloomberg. The Washington Post doing an epic takedown on Michael Bloomberg, right? An epic takedown on Bloomberg. And the point being is that Michael Bloomberg has sent a whole series of things over a whole lot of time that are hard to deal with. Let me give you an example. A former employee in a complaint filed some time ago, she is of Japanese descent, by the way, and it's outlined quite clearly in the Washington Post, this entire ordeal, boasting about women. Bloomberg has a long boast about his relationships with women while stressing that he has never dated someone who worked for him. He wrote in his 1997 autobiography that before he was married in 1976, he traveled with a big expense account. I had a girlfriend in every city and set new records in burning the candle at both ends. In 1993, he divorced his wife, with whom he raised two daughters. He described his bachelor life this way in a 1996 interview with The Guardian, a British newspaper. I like theater, dining and chasing women. Let me put it this way. I am a single straight billionaire in Manhattan. What do you think? It's a wet dream. Really? In the lawsuits against Bloomberg and his company, the former employees alleged that Bloomberg's views about work and women permeated corporate life. In the most high-profile example, a top saleswoman, Sakiko Sakai Garrison, alleged that Bloomberg told female salespeople about a male colleague getting married. All of you girls line up to give him a blank as a wedding present. Oral sex is what's in the quotations there. And the lawsuit said when Bloomberg saw a certain woman, he'd said, I'd F that in a second. And it gets much worse. Garrison, in her complaint, upon information and belief on October 1989, Bloomberg was unhappy with the outcome of a business meeting. He said to a newly hired female company salesperson, if the clients told you to lay down and strip naked so they could F you, would you do that too? Oh, it just goes on. Here's the part that I wanted to get to that I wanted to share with you. Here's the part that I wanted to share with you from Sound with Michael Bloomberg. The Washington Post did an interview with a former employee. A stunning interview in the Washington Post that may have single-handedly ended Bloomberg's aspirations of being president at all. He has always focused his wrath on women, said the article, and said things so outrageous many cannot even be repeated on this program here today. But here's one being shared by a longtime Bloomberg employee about what he heard when Bloomberg learned that one of his employees, that being Garrison here, was pregnant. What did Bloomberg say to this young woman when he learned she was pregnant? It's bite number 10. Bite 10. Go.
She had mentioned to some of her girlfriends there and others that she was pregnant, and Mike had just gone there too to get some coffee. And kind of when she mentioned that, some of the girlfriends were kind of congratulating her, and Mike said, are you going to kill it? And that kind of shut everybody up.
Well, I found it. I mean,
All right, well, yeah, are you going to kill it? That was the question put forth by Bloomberg. Why are you going to kill it? Can you imagine that from your boss? You're an employee. You're talking with your girlfriend. You're talking about having a baby. You're all kind of excited. They're all kind of celebrating. And that's what comes out. It's an effing baby. All it does is eat and S. It doesn't know the difference between you and anyone else. All you need is some black who doesn't even have to speak English to rescue it from a burning building. That's what was in the complaint. That's what the witness said he heard Bloomberg say. This is disqualifying for Mike Bloomberg. This is absolutely disqualifying for Michael Bloomberg. Are you going to kill it? He said. More so, he came back later and left a voicemail for Garrison. I apologize if there's something you heard, but I didn't say it. Didn't mean it. Didn't say it. But of course he said it. And of course he meant it. And here's the last part. I'll leave you with this. The letter dated July 10th, 1995. Plaintiff was advised by Bloomberg LP that her employment with the defendants was terminated, effective May 31. And that as of that date, she had been suspended from health and life insurance benefits without notice. Upon information and belief, Bloomberg directed that plaintiff's employment be terminated. Plaintiff was terminated by defendants because she was a pregnant Japanese woman who had previously complained and otherwise expressed disgust and outrage regarding the hostile and discriminatory work environment at Bloomberg LP. She was fired for being pregnant and for standing up for herself. The Washington Post bringing this out, GQ bringing it out. Why is Bloomberg's long history of egregious sexism getting a pass? This is the great hope for the Democrat Party, the 78-year-old Bloomberg with $58 billion, literally, that he can spend on this race. He's already spent $400 million, hasn't picked up a single delegate yet. And so here we are, hearing the most outrageous things. This is disqualifying. This is why Donna Brazile was so upset about the things she's heard from Michael Bloomberg. In fact, I want to play it for you one more time. Bite number three with Donna Brazile. Bite three with Donna Brazile and her concerns about Michael Bloomberg, the former DNC chair. Bite three. Go.
I think there are many people in the Democratic Party who are looking at Mr. Bloomberg because he has the resources to take on President Trump. But the question, in my judgment, is his record. I mean, I am uncomfortable with his policies in New York. I understand he's apologized. I get that. I'm for forgiveness. But I am extremely dismayed at the information I read over the weekend about the sexist work environment. You know, it's one thing to have this so-called top law enforcement policy of stop and frisk. It was ruled unconstitutional. And it has taken him years to say, I'm sorry about that. He has the resources, but I am very uncomfortable with his record.
So am I. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
I'm a small business owner, and I know the importance of keeping quality employees and staying focused on the bottom line. As a member of the Michigan Chamber, I now can do both through an incredible retirement benefit program called the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan. Now I can offer my employees a competitive 401k plan, which enhances their benefits, keeps my costs down, and I don't have to deal with any of the administrative headaches. Saving money, enhancing our benefits, treating our employees like family, allows us to retain top employees and grow. The plan is administered through TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank, and gives me a competitive advantage to help me attract and retain quality employees, all while saving money. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.